Hey there, my name is Alexis Madrid and I am Director of Development at the Painted Turtle, which as many of you know, is a year-round medical specialty camp for children with serious illnesses. I had the chance to speak with Painted Turtle board member and longtime volunteer Glenn Bozarth in July 2021. Glenn has been involved with camp since the summer of 2004, our very first year of operation. Can you believe that? He has since volunteered for over 55 camp sessions or day events for over 2,100 hours logged. And in 2017, we were grateful to have him join our board of directors, where he continues to be an incredible champion of all that we do. Glenn has volunteered as a cabin counselor every summer we've held camp. Overall, his hours cover 19 summer sessions, 15 family weekends, and 21 day events. Pretty amazing, right? So before you listen to my interview with Glenn, here's some of his background. Glenn was formerly a senior VP of corporate communications for Mattel and president of the Mattel Children's Foundation. Today, he serves on the board of directors for a number of children's charities and works regularly as a hands-on volunteer with Habitat for Humanity, having helped with over 12 international builds, including in Malawi, Bolivia, Madagascar, and Cambodia. You can check out some photos of his trips on our website landing page with the interview transcript if you're interested. Under Glenn's leadership, Mattel Children's Foundation supported a variety of local and national children's charities and made a landmark pledge to name the Mattel Children's Hospital at UCLA, which is also a hospital partner with the Painted Turtle. During his 12 years at Mattel, he was also responsible for the company's media relations and employee and investor communications. Glenn is also on the boards at Mattel Children's Hospital at UCLA and the Ammerman Family Foundation, which benefits children and animals in need. The Ammerman Foundation also generously supports the Painted Turtle's equestrian program. I look forward to my conversation with Glenn so you can hear how passionate he is about the Painted Turtle and the campers and families we serve, along with the staff, volunteers, and donors who all make it happen. He supports camp in so many ways through his time, treasure, and talents. Additionally, October is National Estate Planning Awareness Month. Estate planning, for those who are not familiar, is making a plan in advance for things like real estate, investments, or other assets, as well as other directives before one passes, to ensure one's wishes are carried out as one intended. The Painted Turtle is so grateful to have Glenn as one of our Leave a Legacy donors and honored that he has chosen to include the Painted Turtle as a beneficiary within his will. I hope you find our conversation an inspiring one. Thank you for taking some time to join. And enjoy. Hey, Glenn, welcome. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you. I got to spend a day at camp last weekend, and I am all full of camp energy.
That's awesome. I know I've seen some great pictures and some awesome stories. So thank you as always for spending time up there. And thank you also for joining today to share about your Painted Turtle journey and the ways that you've been involved. I'm looking forward to sharing with our community, you know, the impact camp has on you as well as, you know, the impact you have on camp. So I'm looking forward to our discussion.
Great. Me too.
Great. So obviously you've been involved in camp for a very, very long time, since the very beginning in 2004, which is quite a long time. Can you share how you first learned about camp and how you got involved?
Sure. Well, I heard about it from a friend and I helped do a little fundraising before the camp even opened. So I was invited to the grand opening and I was already sold on the concept, but I hadn't gone to camp as a child, nor do I have children of my own. So it was pretty new concept to me. And I tell people that once I got there and saw the facility and saw how comfortable the cabins looked, I decided that I would like to volunteer. And so I applied to volunteer that very first year.
What was it like your first year, having not been to camp as a kid?
Oh, it just such a powerful experience and something that I didn't expect. And I was from a corporate background. We had fun, but we didn't have fun the way you do at camp. And, you know, to see that everybody's so uninhibited and just being themselves and feeling free. And by the end of the week, I was ready to do that too. In fact, one of the staff members at the end of the week said, "Can I tell you something?" I said, "Sure." she said, I have to tell you that I watched you and I think that you grew more during this week than the kids did.
That's a really thoughtful comment, especially I think coming from another volunteer when we think, you know, camp is making the impact on campers and camper families, that it's also making an impact on us as staff and volunteers.
Oh, for sure. I tell people all the time, nobody gets more out of it than me.
That's great to hear. So I've shared earlier in this segment a little bit about your background in the introduction, but I'm wondering if you can share a little bit more about some of your past experiences and roles you mentioned in the corporate world and how those experiences may have attributed to your connection to camp and passion for the Painted Turtle.
Well, my field was communications, and for the last 12 years of my career, I was the head of communications for Mattel, the toy company. And I had various things under my responsibility and a staff of people, but it included things like being the key spokesman for the company, handling media relations, being involved in investor presentations and Wall Street, employee communications, and it also involved all of our philanthropy. Mm-hmm. And I, in the end, just knew that my passion was for philanthropy. And when I was able to retire at an early age, I decided that was where I wanted to spend time. And so some of that has been serving on boards of directors. But initially, in the case of the Painted Turtle, it was hands-on volunteering. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, I enjoyed that so much more, just using another part of your brain that you didn't use during your career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know for myself personally, it's been a great honor to know you for quite some time and meeting you as a volunteer. And we were pretty excited and grateful to have you join our board in 2017, which is incredible, so that we can still have your talents as a volunteer, but also have your guidance and your expertise from communications and philanthropy and fundraising. So,
as you know, I qualified my acceptance and said that I was a little reluctant and I would do it, but I didn't want to be treated any differently at camp.
Yeah. And I hope that's, you know, not the case. Everyone is so grateful for everything that you give to camp in terms of your time and program ideas. So we're super grateful. And again, you continuing to be so involved on the programmatic side and coming to on-site programs during the pandemic, helping with virtual programming and coming up soon our Camp on the Move parking lot party program, which is incredible. Being on our board, to that role and responsibility, kind of what motivates you to continue kind of staying involved and at the level as a board member?
Well, I just feel like I know and believe in the program so much, and I can see on a hands-on basis what it does for the kids. Mm-hmm. And if I can help at a more strategic level, helping with the future of the organization and current programs. And it's just interesting for me to see that detail as well. Mm-hmm.
Having been involved even before camp started, so what, almost 18, 19 years? In your opinion, what is the most important work that we as the Painted Turtle are doing?
Oh, it's everything we do that allows these kids a chance to feel normal, to feel like they're not different, that there are other people like them. And what you really see is what it does for them in terms of independence and confidence and courage. And parents will tell you this, the child returns home changed, and that they take it throughout their year. It's not just that time at camp.
And what would you say gives you the most pride about your involvement in camp?
I think just seeing the result of it, you know, not necessarily of my activity, but being involved with an organization that does such great work and makes such a big difference for these kids who, you know, haven't had an easy time, who weren't dealt the best hand.
Is there a camp moment, or whether you were volunteering or something that you were a part of or seeing, that kind of rises to a memorable moment for you?
Oh, there are so many. you know, it's just very powerful. The kids go home in tears. We're in tears at the end. Incredible experiences. And, you know, I remember one time being in the Well Shell, our medical facility, with a little boy, and he needed IV treatment, and we were going to miss the campfire, and he didn't want to miss the campfire. So we wheeled the IV pole down to the campfire, and he attended. And where else would that happen? That's the special thing about camp. These are kids who could not go to a traditional camp. Mm-hmm. They can only do it because of the care and medical support that's available to them there. And that causes the parents to be comfortable giving us the privilege to have their kids for that period of time. So often it's the first time they've ever been away from home overnight.
No, absolutely. And I know that's just one of many examples of the ways we can support and adapt so that campers don't have to miss a program or not participate in an activity because we can make those adjustments and support them. So that's awesome.
We want to say yes to everything. Mm-hmm. And I just love how often in life do you have experiences where that's where you're coming from? But we want to say yes to everything. And we do pretty well with that.
Yeah. Absolutely. So another reason we have you here as we prepare for October and what is National Planned Estate Giving Awareness Month is to highlight the ways in which you can support camp. And one of those ways, including estate planning, we're very grateful for a commitment you have made to camp. But I wondered if you could share a little bit more about your journey through life and when and why you started thinking about the future and estate planning and some of your philanthropic goals.
During my career, I got involved to some extent through the programs of the company, through the foundation that I oversaw, and we started an employee volunteer program. And so I would involve myself in that too and would volunteer for some activities. And so that was sort of the start of it. And then I feel that I've been so fortunate that when I was able to retire early, I wanted to concentrate some time on giving something back. And so that drew me into this. I think that for many of us, we think that it's always too early to start estate planning and thinking about things like wills and trusts, but it's really a responsibility. And I have to say, when I finally did it a few years ago, it gave me great clarity and also helped me change some things about what I'm doing now. Mm-hmm. So in working with the estate planner, I could see that in the end, I was going to leave some money to charities and specifically the Painted Turtle. And the first thing that made me realize is, gee, maybe I should do more of it now. If that's what I'm going to do in the end, why not do it now while I can enjoy seeing the benefit that it brings. Mm-hmm. And so I have done that. But the other thing was to look at sort of the end result and look at those assets. And the estate planner helped me realize that I should look at the different tax considerations for what you do with your estate. Mm-hmm. And in that process, realized that for my retirement funds, IRAs and 401ks, that if those funds are left to my heirs, they will pay taxes as they withdraw the money, just as you would during your lifetime. But if I leave those funds to a charity, there is no tax. And so I'm better to leave other assets to heirs and those retirement fund monies to charities. And that's why I've decided with my IRA to leave a portion of it to the Painted Turtle.
That's awesome. And as I've stated before, we're beyond grateful for all the ways in which you support, both with your time, but your treasure as well, for programs and projects at camp, as well as looking towards the future. And so thank you for including us, and thank you for sharing some of your thought process and your journey, and some of the internal conversations you've had to, you know, figure out what type of impact you want to make in the world. These are specifics for you and what works for you in collaboration with your estate planner. And so we as an organization, for others considering making decisions in this regard, to for sure consult their financial or legal advisor and ensure that something works for them, but we appreciate you sharing your personal story.
It helped me so much getting some professional advice on this, actually working with an estate planner, because I hadn't thought about the tax implications. And it was just easy to sit down with somebody and look at the whole picture. And of course, you're considering what would happen if the event is today, and you're thinking about what if the event is way down the road, and you have to, and you can change things too. It's not as though it can't be changed along the way.
So we're going to switch gears a little bit more back to camp. Fun questions that we often ask in a camp session setting, whether it's cabin chat or some of our virtual programs. So I wondered if you'd be willing to share something that you wish other people knew about the Painted Turtle.
I wish people could just see for themselves what a difference it makes. And also the bond between these kids, the fact that they share the same condition, that they've met the same challenges. It's just really a strong bond. And we see it that they become introduced at camp, and then we see them the next year and they're friends who've been getting together at other times. And so it really is a sense of community that brings people together who have this common cause that it wouldn't otherwise be easy for them to find each other. Mm-hmm. So we serve a great service in that regard.
What might someone be surprised to know about you?
I think my camp friends would be surprised to know that I believe I'm an introvert. And that's what? Not and that's not what they necessarily see. But during my career, my job was always to be in the background. I was never the front person. I was supporting the CEO and the other executives. I was doing speech writing for them. I was arranging for interviews for them. Really, it was not my job to be the showman at all. But we all take on that role at camp because that's what makes it fun.
Yeah. And I know we have plenty of photos to prove that, between skits and silly Olympics, and I think the latest with you jumping in the lake. So that's awesome.
I think of some of my friends who don't know a lot about camp have been surprised at that. They hear about things that I do, or they see a photo of me doing something, and they're very surprised because that's not the Glenn they know.
Yeah.
But I also believe that I carry that on into my life as well, that I'm really, because of camp, I'm a different person, and my outlook is different than it would be otherwise.
We even see it with our campers. There's something about having the space to be silly and to, you know, do fun and crazy things that brings out the kid in us. And so whether you're a camper, a volunteer, a parent, a staff member, that, again, not just at camp, but in life, having that space to be silly and funny and goofy really makes a difference.
No one fails at camp, and part of our credo is to always build up. And we see that the kids get it, and that's what happens. And they sometimes it's really moving to see how supportive they are.
We'll end with two more cabin chat questions. The first being, if you could fill a swimming pool with anything you wanted, what would it be?
Well, I've heard all of the answers, everything from marshmallows to one camper said homeless people. I guess he was looking for somewhere for them to go.
Very thoughtful.
I think I might fill it with puppies, because who doesn't love a puppy? And who doesn't smile when they see a puppy? And that many puppies. Oh, wow. Yeah, I think I'd fill it with puppies.
We've got big smiles going ear to ear, just picturing that. So that's awesome. I'll end with Glenn, because I know you like to travel. If you could time transport or go into any portal and be transported anywhere, where would that be for you?
I believe it would be the future, because I'm all about the future. I'm not so much about the past. Sounds a little wrong for somebody who was a history major in college. But I enjoy looking forward. I don't enjoy looking back. And so I think it would be into the future. I'm not sure what the venue would be for that adventure. It could be space. It could be, yeah, another planet. It could be the ocean, because I like the ocean a lot. Yeah, but it would be the future for sure.
Awesome. Well, that's great. Thank you, Glenn. I'm so appreciative of your time and for you sharing a bit more about your journey to camp and your journey through camp, and both, I think, what you get out of camp and obviously the incredible impact that you make on camp. So thank you again for your time. And I know we'll have far more stories to share and pictures that highlight your experiences. But thank you again for joining us.
I always say that I leave camp feeling better about the whole world. And that's even true for something like this, where I feel like I've lived camp for a few minutes with you, and I'm going to feel better about the world tonight.
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you.
All right. See you soon.